before the High Court, an affidavit in reply was also filed by the appellant along with the other selected candidates inter alia, stating that the only allegation made against the appellant was to the effect that he was a man of technical cadre and lacked administrative experience, and that it was put rest by the certificate dated 10th of May 2000 issued by the corporation. It may be noted that the certificate date 10th of May 2000 was issued by the corporation at a time when the writ petition was pending before the High Court. But it must also be remembered that the application form of the appellant was forwarded by the medical officer under whom he was worked, endorsing his signature thereon and thereby approving that the appellant was having more than 10 years experience on the administrative side as well. Even if an obligation and objection is raised by the certificate date 10th of May 2000 issued by the corporation cannot be looked into because it was issued at the time when the writ petition was already pending and not at the time of selection before the selection committee. Even then, the endorsement and approval of the medical officer under whom the appellant was working was duly made under, therefore cannot be overlooked. In categorical terms, that the corporation had taken the state before the High Court that insofar as the technicians are concerned, no clerks were appointed and therefore the clerical administrative work was work required to be done by the technicians. Apart from the aforesaid certificate which enlisted the different administrative duties performed by the appellant, the endorsement in the application form by the medical officer approving the nature of administrative work performed by the appellant and forwarding the duly scrutinized form to the corporation would clearly show that the appellant was performing administrative work for more than 10 years in the corporation. The said form was then examined and scrutinized by the committee which conducted the written test and thereafter permitted the appellant to appear in the written examination for the post of the application form was also placed before the interview committee which had conducted an oral interview of the appellant. It may be mentioned as noted herein earlier that the oral interview was conducted by a 5-member interview committee consisting of Municipal Commissioner Ahmedabad, Professor PJ, Indian Institute of Management, Ahmedabad, Dr. N.R. Dixit.